Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Science comes along and says that something shouldn't be done, allegedly, and I haven't seen the study, and I don't believe it, because science says it's not effective in all sciency, then parents shouldn't do it. Do we have any science that shows whether or not kids keep hands out of cookie jars when they're told not to stick their hands in them? Seriously. Do we have any science that shows that teaching against theft is 100% successful? Do we have any science that shows that teaching against sticking hands into burning, boiling pots of water is foolproof? Do we have any science that shows that teaching about the dangers of falling from heights has prevented children from climbing trees and then falling? You see the folly here, don't you? Yeah, well, science and studies, okay. Show me the study that shows the foolproof teaching against climbing trees. Go ahead, show it to me. Where is it? You see, folks, people have lost the ability and have no ability, and no one is teaching it to think logically. These things make no logical sense and cannot be demonstrated in the physical and the real world. What is truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What's reality? No teaching is foolproof. No teaching is 100% successful. What about the parental teaching of say your prayers before you go to bed? What about that teaching? There is no scientific evidence that proves that children who are born, and all children are born atheists, you say, that children who are born atheists are actually affected by the teaching of religion. And therefore, the state now prohibits and forbids the teaching against atheism. You don't think that's coming? If this isn't stopped, and if we aren't separated from these madmen, there seems to be no bow these people will cross, no human entity or no human character or no human person that they won't risk injuring. Also, that they can smile for the cameras and say, I care. If you really cared, you'd do what is difficult and you'd defend the tradition that got us here.